speak to now.
Start the day at 2:00, have a shimmy cross.
I just want to say that, first of all, Akoros Tovitum Ranachon David. I've got a bit of a question about the whole inyan. I noticed when Ranachon David asked me to speak, he's got a lot on his cup. One can see through the conversation or through the text that he's got a phenomenal amount of asconis on his cup, you know, to recruit people and so on, speaking. So I think, when I go around, I see a picture of myself, I think I've got a radical suggestion. I think it's been already more than 10 years, sometime a picture of Rav Nachum David should be put up. A bit radical now. Don't really allow it. Now, stating the counter posit, Zochir es yoim as Shabbos de Katshoy. State as Zochir es yoim Shabbos de Katshoy. As this is the Baal HaTurim says a very interesting tzedakah. The Baal HaTurim says that this posuk is the seventh posuk. A Shabbos is the seventh day. This is the seventh posuk in Aseret HaDibros. It's posuk Chesed and Perek, but it's the seventh posuk from the beginning of the Aseret HaDibros. And it also has seven people mentioned in the posuk, in the next posuk about Lo Yisatzko Melocha, Ato, Ubincho, Ubitecho, Abdecho, Vamoscho, Vehemdcho Gercho. Seven people who are entitled to Menuchon Shabbos. And in Taki says in Ato Echot, which we say Shabbos Menucha, it says seven times the word Menucha, the noun Menucha. But Yenucha is not part of it, because Yenucha is a verb, but Menucha is mentioned seven times in Vat Echot. So you see, Gewalt Gezach, the Gav of Shabbos, as the Indian of Menucha. Yudua, as it says, Rashi brings, it says, Zochre v'shomer, b'divor echot. We said b'divor echot. We said, Zemiri b'divor echot, ishmion v'kelem yuchot. It said b'divor echot. What's the significance? But Rashi explains that there's apparent steerage between certain psukim. For instance, we see in the Torah it says a steerage between Mechaleo Moishumos, this is regarding Shabbos, and it says, Yoyim HaShabbos Shnei Kavosim, you bring two Kavosim. So you're doing Shechita, Zrika, all these Melech Shabbos. Another case of apparent steerage is Loisilba Shatnes, and nevertheless, Gedilim Tasrecho. Another case of an apparent steerage is Ervas Eshizachicho, Eshizach is also, but nevertheless he said, Yavom Yomu Yolel. So Mele, that pshat, these psukim, which are apparent steerers, was said by Dibur Echot. Says, that's what he said, Achas Dibur Echim, Shtayim Du Shmati. In other words, the two halachas that are learned from one Dibur, to show you that even though there's an apparent steerer, nevertheless, there's no steerer, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that these two things, even though they look contradictory, nevertheless you have to be Mekayim. So here, the Shaila is, the Apostle Shaila, why is Zochir v'Shomer an apparent steerer? What's the apparent steerer? It says, Zochir v'Shomer b'divur echot shmiyonu kelem yuchot. What's the apparent steerer in it? That it has to be put together to show us that nevertheless we keep both. So the Welt Dr. Zoy, a Shomer is a negative commandment. It means the Loitzah Simlochas, you don't do the 39 Melochas. And Zochir is positive. Kiddush, Abdullah, Oynik Shabbos, Achilus Tia, Tzus, and all the Sheinu Zachim. So a person can mislead himself and say, Behemoth is, I belong to Zochir. I'm a Zochir. Shomer, Lysach Baruch is too negative, it's too depressing, I'm not doing that, Kas Shom. Or a person will say the other way around, you have to keep the Lochas of Achilus Tia, Tzus, and the Oynik Shabbos, that's not for me. I'm more of a strict person. So you say, no, a person's got to keep both. In fact, if he does Zochir without Shomer Ochomei, it's Mamish Kefalik, it's Mamish Oiver Rechon Stan on Lamentus Melochim. And even if he keeps Shomer, but nevertheless, the Zochir is very important because that all complements each other. And that's why Rashi brings out the both said B'dibur Echon. It says, very interesting, we find a halacha learned in Gemara Be'er, Bekanta Halacha. In fact, Rashi brings it down, straight away. Rashi says, to new leiv, give your heart, liskoy tomei des yom Shabbos. Remember continuously yom Shabbos. What do you mean? Because zochoir is a continuous verb. Remember continuously. How do you remember continuously Shabbos? So it says as follows. In this damel chochedes yofa, if you have a nice article, the hey masmino li Shabbos, you prepare it for Shabbos. What does it mean you should prepare it for Shabbos? It's a Gemara in Be'ot. The Gemara in Be'ot, Tesvov, as Tesayin, Amudale, Vishtei, Dotan, Azoy. A very recanted Gemara, and it's not talking about chayfetz, it's talking about meat, food. It says as follows. It says, Tanya, Omrol of Shammai Zokin. It said regarding Shammai Zokin, Kol Yom of all his days are your oichel lekovet Shabbos. Every single day. That's Zokin. Zokin means continuously. Not just on Shabbos, but the whole week you should remember Shabbos. How's that? Comes on Sunday, you go to the shop, and you go to the butcher, and Motzah Behema Noi, you find a Shena Behema, a nice piece of meat. Straight away on Sunday, Oyem Zul Shabbos, you should say this is Shabbos. On Sunday, that's Zohar, always remember Shabbos, even on Sunday, have that in mind, have that in Zinim. Then he comes on Monday, Motzah is not a menu, he finds a nicer piece of meat. So Memela, the Sunday meat he can already eat. But when he eats that Sunday meat, he's already been Mekayim Zohar already from Sunday, because he's always reserving it for Shabbos. Then Menich Zashnia, he leaves his second one, he reserves that Shabbos, but Oichal Rishoyna, and he eats the first one. Avol Bach. So that means as though every single day he's going back into the shop, and he's seeing it as a better piece of meat. So the whole week he's preparing Shabbos, he's always thinking in mind, will I get a better piece of meat? And he starts his preparation, is Acholot from Sunday. And that's Pshat in Zohar. So a person should already go to Halpins already on Sunday. Already Sunday, it's to start going there already. And Avol. Avol, Hillel HaZokin, but Hillel HaZokin, Midah Acheret Yisraeli. That's very interesting, the Lashon of Hillel HaZokin. Because it didn't say Paskin. It said Midah Acheret Yisraeli. He had a different Tchunas HaNefesh. To call myself, all his master of Shem Shalom, he had gewaltig betochen, he had tremendous betochen. And he didn't worry. Every single day I've got betochen Rabbi Shalom. So what did he do? Waited until Friday of Shabbos. And he got straight to a piece of meat. And Baruch Hashem, he found the best piece of meat that was available. That was available the whole week. Because he had betochen. If he had midach betochen, he got the best piece of meat that was available in town. Tanya Namayochi, the bride to bring. Now that was very interesting. That was regarding Shammai and Hillel individually. But the Gemara does continue very interesting. It said, Beit Shammai, that was the yeshiva, the Beit Medrash of Beit Shammai said, Mechad Shabbos, 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 like we said before, like Shammai did himself, that from Sunday wants to prepare. And it said, Beit Hillel is the Beit Medrash of Hillel. They said, Oymer and Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. And every day you have been talking. The Shaila is, if we know the Klal is, whenever you have a Machlokes, Beishama Beisila, we Paskin like Beisila. So if we Paskin like Beisila, why does Rashi say here, Rashi says, very interesting, Rashi Al-Torah says, as in this Daman Chol Chepetz Yofer, if you have, that means you come on Sunday, you find a nice Chepetz, same as Minu Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos. So you go on a Sunday. That is like Beishama. Frank the Ramban on Rashi, Ramban Al-Torah, he asks Rashi, and the Chori Rashi is not Alib Dilchsa. The Aliyah of the you go like Hillel, it's pshat, that you wait till Friday, you wait till Erev Shabbos, you have betochen.
It's not halakha, but it's just
midah. Oh, but the man called it's chapton and kudah. Pshat is, they say, the Mephoshim explain like this, they explain that pshat was, it started off, it seems the source, the shoyrish advarim, is that it was Hillel himself. It wasn't like a normal machalik to be Shammai be Hillel. That came later, but the shoyrish advarim was Hillel himself. And it says, Hillel himself, midah acheret yisraeli. That means a zoy. That Hillel be'etzem agreed with Shammai. That what Shammai is doing is the right thing. Avadkevich, zochor, you should remember Shabbat to prepare already from Sunday. Novach, midah acheret yisraeli. Hillel himself, individually, he was a great Samadrig, and he had a tremendous betochen. Therefore, he himself could rely on the Bima Gregosa until Friday. Therefore, that's how we remember Ramban's Kasha on Rashi. And Be'emes Rashi is even going to leave it also. And in fact, it's brought down to Mishmura, La'alocha L'maisa. Mishmura goes like Shammai in this case. And he explains, that, like it says, that Hillel was Midah Chesed, but he was a Gebaldig Madrega. Now, what's very interesting to note, that Avada Gevist, if we say that by a piece of meat, that a person should prepare already from Sunday, and he should go like Shammai, because we're not the Madrega of Hillel, therefore, Avada Gevist, a Chefetz Noah, he should prepare from Sunday. Once he gets a nice Chefetz of Shabbat, he should get it for Sunday. Obviously, flowers is different because flowers are fresh at Shabbat. But I'm talking about other things. He wants a nice chayf on Shabbat. He should stop preparing for Sunday. And Shasim brings down kal v'chomer chayf at tznor, because that's even harder, less available. Meat, food is available, so you can rely it somewhat. But a chayf is less available. So in fact, you may diet further. Rashi says chayf at tznor. That here it says, Chepetz Noah. So, Avada Gevist Chepetz Noah, a person should certainly prepare from Sunday. Now, very interesting, the Torah brings down this Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and the Torah explains that we pass like Beis Hillel, it brings the Oizaruah passing like Beis Hillel. Like we said, the reason is because Hillel, no, sorry, like Beis Shammai. Because Hillel was Midah Acheres, so he was a Gevaldige Madrega. And they bring a Maisa, very interesting to Maisa. I'll read out the Maisa. The Maisa is in Shabbos Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. And here, the reason why, and a proof, why we go like Shammai, even though it's against Hillel, and even though Beis Shammai is against, even though Beis Shammai is against Beis Hillel, is because there's Gemara in Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Very interesting Gemara. It says like this, I read it out, it's a very Gishmaki Gemara. It says the following. It says, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, "Pam achas, once upon a time, nisarachti, I was a guest at a balabais belukaya, by balabos in belukaya. It could be belukaya was chutzlores. Ve'viu lefonu, they brought in front of him shulchan shalzov, golden tables. It was mamsha oisha muflut, golden table. Masal shushos b'nei adam, it was a weight of 16 people. You can imagine his ashiras, it was gewaldig." With 16 chains of silver, kavuchs by fixing it, ukaoris and dishes with kosher and cups, katoinas sloiches and all types of serving dishes, kavuchs by fixing it, and what was in it? For all of on it, kol minei machol, all types of food, kol minei megodim, all types of megodim is pressed, nice, valuable, beautiful fruit, with some and spices. And it says there, Kshemichim Oysen, and put it on the table, all this food, Oymrim, Eshes, Dodigazok, Lashem, Oretz, Beloy. Everything belongs to the Boyne Shalim. Then, after you make a bracha, after they finish the meal, Shalkin Oysen, when they remove the meal, then you said, Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem, but afterwards, V'oret, Noshechim, Neodom. The land was given to people. That means people are allowed to get a no from Hashem's abundance. And so what one could see is Ashirus Mufleget. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba asked him asoi, Umatiloi, Bini, my son, Bamezo Chisilkach, how were you Zoicha to Shuts Ashirus? We're always looking for scholars, he's a Gewaldig scholar. Omali said to me, Ketzabo Isi, it seems he wasn't now. I was a butcher. Now, Mashal explained, very interesting, a butcher is someone who himself has got abundance of meat. Because he's in the trade, he's a butcher, he's got it in the back of the shop. He's got loads of meat. And nevertheless, even he, that's the chiddush here. Mikol beim from every beim shish and all, this was nice, omati zu Taylor Shabbos, this should be for Shabbos. That means, he acted like Shammai. In other words, he acted like Shammai, not like Hillel. He acted like Shammai, even though Shammai is not a living Yotza, but he acted like Shammai. Omatiloi, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba said to him, Ashrecha Shishosicha, Uborok Amokim Shizicha Lekach. That means Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Amoira agreed with what he did. He performed like Shammai, not like Hillel. And that's what it seems that Israel brings out as a raya, the Mephoshim brings out as a raya, that we go like Shammai and not like Hillel. In this case of Achonos Shabbat, and so it's brought in Alocha, in Mishmaru, in Simon Reishman Beis and Simon Reishman, it's brought there. Now, the MSC is, we find, also very interesting to Zach. In Tuma Achonos of Shabbos, there is a Bekanta Mishabarua, it's a Gemara. It's all sought from the Gemara, everything sought from the Gemara. In Simen Reish Nun. In Simen Reish Nun, it talks about how do you prepare for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Mamash, on Friday, Erev Shabbos. How do you prepare for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos? The Bemis is Gebot on the Gemara, in Kedushin, Gebot on the Gemara, a few places. And it says there, very interesting to that, it says, that even though we know that the Mechaber is the Halacha Sefer, but if he brings something down, it sounds like a story, but obviously it's brought to show the Halacha. And he said, on Friday, Yachshkin, my boy, you get up in the morning, Yom Shisi, Lachin Sorkin Shabbos. He said, Afilu, very interesting, Afilu Yeshloi Kama Abodim, he has many servants, the Shamshin. So Be'emar said he could get someone else to be Mishamish. He could get everything prepared by the Abodim. He didn't have to do anything himself. Yishtadel, he should try Lahokim Ba'atzmoy, to prepare himself, Shum Dova, something, the Sorkin Shabbos. That means however rich he is, he himself submits on him to prepare something with Shabbos. Kedei in order lechabtei, to be mechabtei Shabbos. Now he brings the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, and he doesn't bring Ashirim, actually the word Ashirim, I don't know, but Heilige Amoroim, Amoroim, Lemala from our Asogas, Ki Rav Chisse, Rav Chisse hoi mechate chayeret, Rav Chisse used to cut a yeret dak, he used to cut the vegetables thing, so he did a mundane activity, possibly he could have zichas got someone else to do it, zichas could have had shemoshim, but that he could have had shluchim, but nevertheless he himself would cut the yerek dakdaka, a form on being mechabed Shabbos. Wherever Rabbi Yosef or back in Eishon, they would chop wood, a very mundane, simple activity, but they would do it to show their chavos Shabbos. If Zera or Madan Eish, he would light the fire. Rabbi Chista or Masakin the Bais, he would be Masakin the Bais, which means also he cleaned it from cobwebs. And Machnis Kalim is bringing the Kalim of Chicken Shabbos. So Be'emet says, you can ask a Shaila. The Mishmur asked the Shaila in Be'er Ochel. He said, Azoy. He says, we know a halacha. If I say to you, an Oisha should not rely on a Shamoshin, and he should do something that's on Shabbos. He should be Mechab Shabbos. It's not such a Chiddush. But we're talking about the Heilige Amoraim here, where every second is Torah. The halacha is that by Torah, one should not be mevatel Torah for anything, except a mitzvah, except a mitzvah which can't be done by others. Muscle. No one else can shock a lugger for you. No one else can put on tefillin for you. No one can go to the mikveh for you. No one can do these type of mitzvahs. Therefore, you have to be mevatel Torah. There's no din of oisik b'mitzvah potom in a mitzvah, because by Torah you have to be mevatel it in order to do a mitzvah. However, a mitzvah that can be done by others, let's say, somehow or other, you can get someone else to do the Gemilas HaSadim. That's the example that the Mishnah will bring. Then the person should sit and learn. The Torah is more important. Limit the Torah, Yochum, Ninim is more important. So in other words, a mitzvah, that the Talmud Chochem, the mitzvah could be done by someone else, the person should sit and learn. However, if the mitzvah is Echelasadechenim, about which you've got to be Machsel Torah. Punk by Torah, we don't use ever the excuse of Oisip Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah. He has to be in a battle. There's no heter, no ptur of Oisip Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah. But on the other hand, if he's learning Torah and there's a mitzvah that can be performed by others, the Moshe Sertu Gavitsky Mudach Chasodim, he could send someone else to do it and he could sit to learn, he should sit to learn. The reason why I brought the example of Gavitsky Chasodim, Punk the case of Shasim Riz as an example. So now, Fred Chav Schaim and Zakasha. We're talking about the Heilige Amoraim. Why were they Mevatel Torah to Mechab Shabbos? Surely they could have Shamshim Kodesh, they could have had Shluchim, they could have had Shlichim, they could have done it. Very simple activity. Why were they did it Mechab Shabbos? In fact, regarding that Gemara, yes, the Gemara said that Mr. Boy Yosef was Shluchim, and that's this. All these cases on the Moram is brought in that Gemara. So Mishmar seems to be asking, even to say Mishmar Yosef Shluchay, but if you've got Torah, you still shouldn't be Vachsel Torah, even for that element. It's a very good point what you're saying. But, yeah. So the truth is, it's a very good point. Shashin seems to be asking that even despite that, Nevertheless, your Torah is more important, and you can get Shliach even despite your mitzvah by Yitzhak Mishlochi. So he says, in his second Torah, Shasian says as well. He said, by COVID Shabbos, it seems to be COVID Shabbos different. I suppose you can bring a moshul. Let's say the Prime Minister, or the King, the Queen are coming here, and you, dignitary, let's say you're a local dignitary, and you're meant to go out and see the King. And, well, you've got no time. You're sending someone else. That itself is a bizarre. If you send someone else, it's a bizarre. Yeah, you're busy and so on. So, but nevertheless, it's a bizarre. Kavod Shabbat is something that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, the Shabbat Father, that you should do it yourself. That you should be involved yourself. You don't do it yourself, you're not involved yourself. That itself is a bizarre. And now, there's no Kavod Shabbat. You send someone else, very nice, he achieves the purpose. But nevertheless, it's bizarre that you yourself weren't involved. Therefore, Dafka, they themselves have to be involved. So we see a Gemara Gazak that how every person's got to be involved in a Chonot Shabbos. Also, he brings a very interesting, the Bir Halacha brings another Kasha. Bir Halacha asks Azoy, he said, how is it that these people, the Hilgi Amram, were not worried about the COVID? Now, it's a very interesting question. You might say, what does Bir Halacha mean? It means Azoy. We learn by Chshav Saveda, and we learn there's other rites in the Gemara, that a Talmud Chochem, the classical case was at Shabbos Aveda. Let's say a big football got lost. It's rolling down the street, and there's a Rosh Hashiva passing by, and he sees the football. So it could be a bit below his dignity to start kicking the ball back or picking it up. So, whatever, it's just an example. The Gemara brings a case of a sheep carrying a shepherd through the street. It's below his dignity. So there is an Indian of Kavod Abrius. Remember, it all falls under the Indian of Kavod Abrius. By Sheval Tasser, refraining from doing a mitzvah, he's allowed to be mapped in his own cover debris. He doesn't have to do it. Shabbos Aveda, we say, the Gemara brings examples where, other examples, that's the classical example. So the question is, why were the Amoraim not worried about cover Torah, cover debris, their own cover? As Hadid, look, he's involved in chopping wood, cutting the vegetables, especially chopping wood, being Magal Ka'esh. Could be Magal Ka'esh was quite a big malacha. You stoke the fire and so on. Why were they not worried about their own covered? Covered the Torah, not personal covered, but covered the Torah, covered the Brief. And that's the Kasha of the Bir Halacha. So he said a very interesting thing. He said that the end of the Mechaber said, Kizeu Kavoidoi. This is his covered. People realized, we're talking about Friday, this whole automatic Friday Erev Shabbos. People realize Friday Erev Shabbos, everyone yogzach the covered Shabbos. They realize not doing stam stoking the coals or stam chopping the wood. He's doing it the covered Shabbos. This is his covered. People understand that's the covered. Who cares? The covered of a Talmud Chacham to be involved with covered Shabbos. Shemachabe the Shabbos is Mechabe Shabbos. Therefore, it's not below his covered. So Bir Halacha explains the classical case that we all know about Shabbos Aveda is. And people don't realize he's doing it as the Shabbos Aveda. People see the Talmud Chacham with the shepsel in his hand, so they'll say it's below the dignity, or they think, well, Tutsach is carrying the shepsel in his hand. However, here is a double poshet, double yadua, that it's all Kavod Shabbos. Friday is yadua, that everyone's rushing, everyone's doing everything in Kavod Shabbos, and therefore that poshet in the Mechaber, zeu kavoidei, and zeu maduik in the Mechaber. Yeah. It's very interesting. We mentioned about.
Is the Rosh Yeshiva pushing the pram?
Sorry?
I'm saying you see the Rosh Yeshiva pushing a pram. Why is he pushing the pram? It must be because of Shabbos Aveda.
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
So the Bir Halacha asks Rabbi Avraham's Kasha. What happens if you realize? So, we're pushing a pram. I hope he does return. That's why we're because of Nefesh. Yeah, but let's say, push it pram. Yeah, Russian push it pram. But he says, since in general, a Shabbat Seveda is not noticeable that he's doing a Shabbat Seveda, therefore it was all across the board that said he's not Mechoyim. There's a very interesting thing, we're talking about Zocha Vishomer, B'dibur Echod. As there's a very interesting shaila like this. There was a there's a shaila like this. There is yidua the din of shavisa beima. What's shavisa beima? So Tosis explains shavisa beima is as follows. Anyone who owns a behema is not allowed to let the behema work. Not allowed to let the behema work. And it doesn't mean mechama. There's two things. There's a loisas of mechama. You're not allowed to lead the behema to work. And there's that means you hit it with a stick or you yell at it. But shchrisa behema means you can have a behema in America. And you own behemoth, and they are working, and belongs to you, there's the Issa Shvisa Behema. So the Shaila is, what's halacha if a woman, she's got assets, and she owns behemoth? Is there an Issa of Shvisa Behema on a Freud? Now, what's the Shaila? Shaila is, where do we learn Shvisa Behema from? Where is it? In fact, it's said in this cedra, which we said is l'man yenuach, and it's a mitzvah that say, it's a mitzvah that say she's man groma. So it's a mitzvah that say she's man groma of women chayim. As they collect Rav Kiveika. Oh. So Anthony is chapped on the nekuda. Mehmet says we'll bring a raya for Anthony. State azoy, the Gemara is in. The Gemara is in famous Gemara. It's Gemara in Be'er. As Gemara state dot in Azoy. It state as the Gemara says like this. It says in Be'er Chav Kimul Amudalev. Chav Kimul Amudalev. It brings very interesting. The Gemara brings it as follows. The Gemara says as. There's a whole machloikis what behemoths can carry on them certain clothes, tachshitim, if it's noy, if it's tachshit, part of them, or not part of them, and so on. So the machloikis chachamim, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, about a certain type of strap that goes between the horns, is that a masoy, is it called carrying? Because the behemoth's not allowed to carry. Same as you're not allowed to carry, behemoth's not allowed to carry. That's shivisa behemoth, your behemoth cannot carry. Or is it part of the behemoth, part of the behemoth? So it says there, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, at parosui, the para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yoitza would go out b'tzuach with a strap, shebein kaneh between his horns, and the chachamim didn't agree. Frankly, Gemara, as in interesting as that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a oisha, and he had more than one para. What's wrong with that? He had a para. It sounded like he had one single para. What's wrong with that? He had one para. He gave ma'isa of 13,000 calves. So that means he had 130,000. If he gave a tenth, he had 130,000 calves. So what pshat? Kilo sounds at one parak. So he said no. But Emma says what it was shechento. He had a neighbor, a lady, could be she wasn't married, she a lady neighbor, and she had the parak. And it was her parah that would go out, so it was over Shvisa Behema, she was over Shvisa Behema, and he was not Moichai, he didn't tell her off. Therefore, the Chachamim held he was responsible. And therefore, it was put in the Mishnah, it was written in the Mishnah as though it was his Behema. It was part of his Achrayis. So we see quite explicitly that the Behema of a lady, the lady has to be mapped on Shvisa Behema. That when I'm a foolish Mishnah, friend, when I catch him, how can it be that she's chayim? So the man you know, in the mitzvah that say she's man grammar is the lady potter. Oh, so now, Baruch Hashem, I came out, don't have to give the answer, because Anthony said, that Mr. Mankov said, as he said, Zochir is Shomim. And then it's brought in Kibbeh this, it's brought in bracket. He clears the Chakira, and it's brought in brackets, I don't know if it's himself, he said, Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echad. And that's why it said b'dibur echad, because we find Moshul, why women chayv by Kiddush? I Kiddush mitzvah say from Zocher, why they chayv the rice and Kiddush on Shabbat? Because Zocher v'shomer, anyone who is in Shomer of the Lois HaSem Elocha is also in the Zocher. So that's a Gemara in Brochus. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, who are din over here? By Shvisa Behema, since they're in Shomer, they're also in Zocher, and means all mitzvahs, even possible mitzvahs of Shabbos are all included with ladies of Chayim.
Time went very quickly. Every year, he gives someone else a bit of chesed, and never himself becomes a result in his life.
is that Savara different? What's there?